Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in this episode, I'm going to ask you the question, what does your posture reveal about you? And I bet you, as soon as I say that, some of you will be sort of correcting your posture and sitting straight or standing straighter. So it's something that we constantly want to just check in with. But posture and pain go hand in hand. And in today's episode, we're going to consider what our posture reveals about us and how we can reduce and also reverse the issues that we may be suffering with. You know, there's things that we can do to change. That we think that we're stuck with. Because somatics looks at how your brain communicates to your muscles. So with this in mind, I'd like to discuss how posture and pain from a clinical somatics educator's point of view can help massively as we start to make changes. So first of all, what is somatics? Well, somatics involves internal awareness with movement. So somatics or somatic education and movement empowers and educates you to stop living subconsciously or on autopilot. It teaches you how to regain conscious control of your muscles, to improve your range of movement and to reduce pain. And you can create these changes in a methodical, systematic process using a three-step process called pandiculation. You see, when you work intelligently with your body using pandiculation, you're able to update your software within the sensory motor cortex or your brain map. And so that's why somatics is mindful movement to release chronically tight muscles. It does many other things, but if you can remember that statement, somatics is mindful movement to release chronically tight muscles. Because imagine if you knew how to release chronically tight muscles, how would that make you feel? And that's what I can teach you here today, is that we're going to use the technique known as pandiculation. That's that mindful movement that we use within somatics. So pandiculation is a truly powerful skill because it resets your central nervous system by breaking the neurofeedback loop, which is humming along in the background. Now, this neurofeedback loop is a continual message that runs from your brain down to your spinal cord to your muscles, telling certain muscles to stay chronically contracted. And then it runs back up your spinal cord to your brain to reassure your brain map that those muscles are staying contracted. And over time, this then creates a new normal. So no amount of willpower and breathing through a stretch can release muscle tension when something has been created by the neurofeedback loop. It's only pandiculation, the intelligent, systematic, methodical process that will actually break the neurofeedback loop. So if, for example, you developed a slouch posture from working for many years in front of a computer, or you endured emotional trauma or stress, you will exhibit what we call in somatics as the red light posture, or the red light reflex. Now, the red light reflex is a primitive survival action which can be seen with all vertebrae creatures experiencing fear, and it can be real or perceived. And they also experience this when there's anxiety. And so this reflex creates a recoil or a retreat behavior. And exhibiting this red light reflex will make you appear smaller. And the reason for this is because your ribs depress, your tailbone tucks up and under, your head draws forward, your chin tilts up, as if you're looking at the horizon. So you create this real round-shouldered, this slouch look. And as a result of this, your shoulders roll forward and your hip flexors become extremely tight. Another postural reflex that can occur from your subconscious reactions when we're feeling quite stressed, and we see and we refer to in somatics, is called the green light reflex. Now, this can get mistaken for like an excellent posture because it's going too far past neutral. And so people go, oh, look at that lovely straight spine. But what you actually find is it's too extreme. And the characteristics of a person with this reflex, you know, for example, their personality will be that they're a perfectionist, or they're always needing to be in control, or they want to fill a million things into their day, or they want to keep busy in order to stop themselves from thinking of any current or past emotions or events that do have some sort of emotional component. So they keep pushing those emotions down. This is the way that they cope. Does that sound like you? And so I ask this because this call to action, or this go, go, go reflex behavior, what it starts to cause is musculoskeletal issues that start to create tension through the back of your body. And so if a person is wired to react in this way, the slightest noise or a behavior or a task that they do makes them very reactive, and they're always on alert. And so this we see the characteristics with their posture is that their shoulders are pulled back, that their chin and their head is tucked in. And there's this tilt in their pelvis that makes their lower back become quite sway and their bottom sticks out. And so it means that their lower back muscles are constantly switched on or contracted because they're ready to go. You know, they're that go, go, go personality. So holding this muscular contraction for a long time, or for large portions of time, start to cause lower back pain, herniated discs, plantar fasciitis, sciatica, hamstring issues, and neck and shoulder pain, just to name a few. And then the third common muscular pattern that can happen, tension that can occur, is what we refer to in somatics as the trauma postural reflex. So this posture can occur from habitually carrying a child on one hip for many years, for instance, but it can also occur when a person's maybe healing from an injured lower leg issue. So for instance, while a person's healing, they may subconsciously be loading their body weight onto their good foot whilst they allow the injured foot to heal. But during this stage, their brain adapts to the situation and it tightens the waist muscles on the affected side to assist with the weight transfer. So what can happen is, long after the injury is gone, the person still continues to walk around with a bit of a hobble or a funny walk. And the limb may have healed, but according to the brain, those waist muscles are still tight because it's become subconsciously tight or held there by habit. And so nothing changes. Also, impact into one side of the body can also cause trauma reflex patterns to happen. So in order to avoid injury to that area, the immediate response is to twist and rotate away from the incident to avoid further injury or damage or repercussions. But the signs of a trauma reflex we see is where you get a bit of a side bend, and then you get a sideways rotation of your pelvis. And also your head, neck and shoulders and back are also being drawn into that contracted side. So it creates like a leg length discrepancy, the way that we walk can become quite uneven. So it can create knee and hip issues. And what that then basically does is it accelerates the degeneration of joints. And so we see the trauma pattern is linked with people with scoliosis. And so scoliosis is a postural health condition which, in the vast majority of cases, has had no known cause, according to health professionals. However, with the knowledge of postural reflexes and pandiculation, we have greater understanding of scoliosis and how we can work more effectively to release the pain and tension that's associated with it. And so that's when I'm encouraging you, it's time for a software update. And when I say this, what I'm basically mentioning to you is that these postures don't appear overnight. It's usually been a gradual progression. And often these postural changes can come from maybe past traumas or from habits. But somatics is fantastic for allowing everybody, including people who have dealt with trauma, to help them befriend their mind and body again. You see, a person's nervous system is reflecting what is happening subconsciously. So with people that have suffered stress and trauma, their posture and their behaviour may reveal that they're unable to process what's been happening over the years. And as a result, they live in either a very angry or very frightened soma. And they may always be on guard, and they've forgotten what it actually feels like to just let go and to release and sense and feel what it's like to live in a calm, centred soma. Using pandiculation and techniques to heighten their awareness to sense and feel their soma is the first step to releasing what Professor Bessel van der Kolk calls the tyranny of the past. And somatics has proved and continues to reveal such amazing results. I'm always touched to hear how clients around the world are benefiting from introducing pandiculation into their life. And clients that are members within my online program regularly send me photographs and show me how their posture is improving. And they also send me beautiful photos of them pursuing hobbies and interests, which somatics has allowed them to continue to do or to resume. They have this new lease of life. So having a regular somatic movement practice is so important for keeping our software or our brain updated. We can never remove those postural reflexes. As I've mentioned, they're designed to act as a survival mechanism. They're to protect us. We need them to work for small periods of time. However, without pandiculation and somatic education, billions of people around the world are being held captive to these subconscious postural reflexes. So please don't be one of them. Become well acquainted with your soma and start to understand how you actually sense and feel from within. And by doing this, you can start working with your amazing mind and body, adopting a caring, nurturing, and an intelligent process called pandiculation. So to learn these skills in the comfort of your own home at a time that suits you, come and join me within the Total Somatics online program at totalsomatics.com, and we can start to use pandiculation to free those tight, tense muscles and bring back great fluidity and shock absorbency and free movement into your body so you can enjoy life and pursue the activities you love to do. So until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.